Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. I believe this is our last show of November.
Boom.
Because isn't Friday December already?
December 1st, brah.
Got a lot going on. We'll break down the week that was. There was a lot of Trump stuff. I'm just going to put that out there. plus, Chanel West Coast goes off on a security guard. If you don't know who that is, then good for you. Good for you.
Chanel West Coast?
Chanel West Coast. She is a white rapper slash co-host of MTV's Ridiculousness.
Oh, okay, all right.
She's cute, but seemingly ugly on the inside, as you'll find out from this tape that TMZ got. We've had her before on the show. She's a delight.
I've seen the show before. So
yeah. So we'll get right into it. Kareem is off at Golden One tonight.
Enjoying some hoops.
I believe that's what's going on. So we were going to record last night, but Jason could not make it as his wife was out of town and he was doing full-on parenting duty.
Yeah.
And so we're here tonight on Jason's anniversary, which I did not realize.
It's our second year, so, you know.
So if we cut it a little short tonight, now you know why.
No.
You guys had your trip to Seattle.
We just got back from, that's kind of our, Thanksgiving will always kind of be our anniversary.
Yeah.
Because,
same.
I mean, we got married the day, 2 days after, just like you got married the day after, we got married 2 days after.
Right.
Because, hey, guess what, everybody? It's way less expensive.
I don't know that was why. Well, we got married close to it because, primarily because I proposed on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we were talking about when to do it, when to actually have the wedding, and that was the date that made sense.
That's exactly what came up with us, too. I mean, we were like, oh, well, people will be able to get multiple days off.
Right.
And, you know, if we have it in San Diego, there's a reason for people to come.
Yeah, and it is a little cheaper to do it on a Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah, Fridays are
Black Friday.
That just weekend is not like, well, as you get into later into the winter months.
It's, yeah, the expensive wedding time is over.
Yeah, spring.
Well, for a wedding,
for a wedding,
for a wedding. Yeah, all weddings are expensive.
Yeah, no, yes, it costs like 30% less.
There is a show called Adam Ruins Everything, and it's on. God, I want to say True TV.
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I watched that with Leslie, and he had an episode probably about a month before our wedding last year, and it was Adam Ruins Weddings. And she watched it without me and deleted it and said, you're not allowed to watch it.
Yeah.
It just came up again on the DVR. It was in the DVR. I said, can I watch the Adam Ruins Weddings?
No.
She said no.
Yeah. Yeah, he does a thing on there about cakes, which is just the most ridiculous part of it ever. Like, it's just like, he orders the exact same cake, for a birthday,
mm-hmm.
or a, anniversary,
mm-hmm.
or a going away party.
Sure.
And then orders one for a wedding.
Yeah.
And the increase in price is
exponential.
Like, 50 times, like, it's like, it's so much more. Like, it's like, if it's a $100 cake normally, it's like a $500 cake.
Oh yeah.
And it's really that way.
And the same goes for weddings. For photographers.
Yeah.
Wedding photographers. Would you like a photographer to come out and shoot your birthday party? Well, that's going to be a certain amount.
Like $200-$300.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be that little. If you want them to come out and shoot your wedding, it's going to be $3,000.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. With a photographer, yes, I know. I've seen the videos, and as a professional myself, I understand that you're not just paying for their time that day. You're paying for all of the expertise and all of the posts and da 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 da.
See, but you can also, there's ways to get, like, just for our little wedding segment here,
sure.
for people, you can also, like, with photographers, if you go to an established photographer and you see that they have somebody that's newer, like, you can sometimes get that person for less money. Like we did, that's what we did with ours. And then what happened is because she wanted to watch her person in action because she was training essentially.
Right. Like an apprentice.
Yeah. She came out and she did the photos also. So we got like, you know, like, yeah. So I mean, like, just like little things like that, like on the side, like there are ways to get.
Yeah. Here's the thing about the photographer though. Especially if you don't do video. We didn't do video. I didn't want video of the wedding.
It's stupid. Like, you're never going to watch the video. Like, maybe have somebody that's like, maybe have the, ask the photographer to capture some small videos because they can do that type of stuff.
Sure.
And then make a collage for you. That'll be extra $300, $400, $500. But that's going to be something that you watch way more and you can send to people that's like a minute to 2 minutes as opposed to a 2 hour video that you're never going to watch.
It's a lot. But that just means your photos are even more important.
Right.
So you don't really necessarily want to trust that to somebody who may screw it up.
You should always look, any photographer always have a book that you can look at.
Of course.
So always look at that and that'll tell you.
Yeah. And our wedding photographer was great.
You guys had great photos.
Yeah. She did a really great job. So nothing against her. It's just very, weddings are expensive.
They're expensive.
They're very expensive. I had my anniversary over the weekend. Yours is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really do that much for our anniversary per se. In fact, and here is, so we exchanged our anniversary gifts the night before our anniversary. Leslie got me an iWatch.
Oh.
And
you're full on Apple, dude.
An Apple Watch. Well, no, I have an HP computer.
Well, no, but I mean, like, this transition is in the process.
I've had a Mac before. The issue, and I would love an iMac, but right now, my HP laptop will do just fine.
Right.
If I expand, I might get a 21 inch iMac because they're the light. So she got me this. I got her because there are two first anniversary gifts that are, there's the traditional, which is paper,
mm-hmm.
and the more modern, which is a clock.
Mm.
So she got me the Apple Watch, which was great. Now here's the dirty trick she pulled. About 3 weeks before the anniversary, she's like, should I tell you? I'm having problems deciding what I want to get for you, choosing between some things. And she shows me these watches that are made of wood, and they're really nice. And she's like, I'm trying really hard to pick which one. So I go through, and I spend several days on this site looking at all of these watches. She's doing this just to throw me off, by the way.
That's exceptional.
Sure. So I go through, and I can't pick just one. I picked like five. I go, I like these five. Here's why I like this one. Here's why I like this one. I put work in. I put work in. It was all a diversion.
But it was work that paid off.
Well, I don't have my wooden watch.
No, but you have.
I have an Apple Watch. Yes. Yeah. She has a wooden clock, and I'll show it to you. I don't know if you saw it when you walked in.
Hmm.
It is a wooden, basically digital clock, and I've got an engraving on the top of it, which I got on Etsy, and they were very quick with it. Got it to me in time for the anniversary, and she loved it. So,
awesome.
So we both won. And on our anniversary, I said, hey, how about we go wine tasting at Revolution Wines, which is where we had our first date.
Oh.
And she was very excited about that. But then when our anniversary came around, she's like, well, we could go out and do this, or we could just stay home and watch movies. Okay, if you're throwing out that you are willing to just stay home and watch movies, that means you just want to stay home and watch movies.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's a pretty good tell.
So here's the thing. So I get an Apple Watch, and I, just for throwing out the idea of going somewhere romantic, not even following through on it, I got full credit.
Yeah.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah. I mean, know that you always have to follow through, possibly.
Of course. I was absolutely ready. More than willing to follow through.
But sometimes doing that thing that,
it really is the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts.
It really is. So how was your Thanksgiving trip to Seattle?
I want to live in Seattle.
Because of the rain?
Well, it was nice. Like, it was very easy to get around on, the public transit there. which, like, we did not get a car. We took from SeaTac.
Oh, you took the light rail in.
The light rail in, which, fine, half hour.
Yeah, I've done that.
It's no problem. Then we missed the right stop, so we had to walk a little bit. Went to the Met Tower, which is where we were staying, which is, like, right next to, it's downtown, like.
Yeah, I saw your photos.
Yeah, which was awesome. It was, like, on the 15th floor. So that was pretty cool. CJ was an angel. Like, she was on, like, her best behavior. Like, on the plane, she was amazing. She got a little whiny, but she played enough with people to where, like, she was making people laugh in the back row and the side, to where if she was even being a little, like, crying, like, if she did a little bit of crying, people would have probably been fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
At least immediately.
Sure.
But she didn't cry really at all. She ate a lot of food.
Well, yeah, well, the chewing probably helped with the ears popping,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. And then we did a lot of walking, like probably average of 16,000 steps a day.
How was the vegan Thanksgiving
piece? It was good. It was, you know, I'm not a vegan. I don't know if I could ever be a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
But for a vegan, Thanksgiving was great. I'm not even like a huge turkey fan, so it's not like a huge loss to me. I'm more of a ham guy, for holidays, like, you know, Thanksgiving,
sure.
Or like pork chops or tri-tip or something. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, anyhow, that's, so that was great. We walked from there, from downtown all the way to Fremont, which is like across the river, which is in Seattle. It's still Seattle.
Right.
It's a neighborhood, to the Fremont Troll. And then we got on a bus. And went the rest of the way to her friend's house. And then it was just a chill, like, you know, and then we caught the parade the next morning. So they have a Macy's Day Parade the day after Thanksgiving in Seattle.
Is it a Macy's parade or a Nordstrom parade?
Because
Nordstrom is headquartered there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No, it was a big red star or a gold star. It was Macy's.
Or communists, one or the other.
Yeah, right. and there's a big tree right there in the plaza down there. So CJ got to see her first, like, parade, like a real parade.
Nice.
She loved the dogs. Like, she saw every single dog on the trip. That's neat. Pike's Place, I like that. I like going there. Like, I know that it's really touristy.
Sure.
And it was kind of crowded on.
Did you actually get to see them throwing fish?
Yeah, I saw two fish be thrown.
I have been there three goddamn times. Never has a fish been thrown while I was there.
Yeah, I was surprised because you said that, and I was like, I saw one!
Of course you did.
I've
mentioned before how the universe hates me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was, it was a good time. I really enjoyed, we both really enjoyed Seattle. We know it's very expensive to live there, like on par with, like, more expensive than LA, but not as expensive as San Francisco.
I don't know that it's more expensive than LA. I think it depends on where you are.
It's, from what their friends that live there, because one of them is they're both lawyers, but one of them stays at home.
Stay at home lawyer.
Yeah, I know, right? I guess because Amazon is buying, like, they have seven cranes. They have seven cranes downtown.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're constantly building stuff.
They're building huge buildings right now,
and everything is going up.
And all the money, like rent, is like, and pretty much the north side's all been gentrified. It's pretty expensive. Like, their house has gained like 300%.
Nice.
Like, value since they bought it like 3 years ago. So
that's great for them, unless they ever want to move.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, no, that we were talking, that's one of the things we talked about. But like, that's the thing, that's just the, progress. So it's really, it's gotten up there. Like,
it's the price of the economic boom.
Yeah. That's the way it is.
That some people get priced out.
And that's sad and it's unfortunate. We need to figure out a way to fix that so people don't get pushed out.
Well, and that may be happening in Sacramento too.
Right.
As you know, it's happened in quite a few places, where, you know, rents have gone up $300-$400 a month.
Yeah.
Overnight. And, just begun a little bit crazy. So what was your favorite, thing in Seattle that you did?
We really
saw?
Enjoyed the wheel.
The Great Wheel.
The Great Wheel.
Told
yep,
you.
Yep, yep. That was pretty fun. Really windy, so it was kind of neat. Also kind of like a little scary, but that was a lot of fun. I think that my favorite part was just walking around the city. And,
yeah.
And like, you know, I mean, it was drizzling and raining sometimes, but it's a very temperate climate. Like it's 50 yeah. degrees out, which means that you can wear a hoodie, and like maybe two undershirts and some jeans and you're fine. Like, you're not going to get soaked.
For as far north as it is, it's really not that cold.
Yeah.
Cause I remember being, I did a tour of Safeco Field the first time I was in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a thing talking about, how far north Seattle is. And if you followed, the lines across the longitude, latitude,
mm-hmm.
Seattle is exactly as far north as Quebec City is.
Right.
In Quebec City, it's snowing, it's 10 degrees, it's cold.
Yeah.
In Seattle, it's 50 and
it's
drizzly.
It's considered like its own climate. That,
yeah.
Like the Pacific Northwest. It's a microclimate that's, like almost like a rainforest.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I read a lot.
I'm just clearly.
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
Clearly, you do.
But I shouldn't believe everything I read because, you know,
Bill O'Reilly writes books.
Yeah. So I shouldn't believe everything I read.
It's true. finally got to see. Well, not got to. I finally watched This Is the End.
Can I just say real quickly?
Of course.
Then anniversary gifts.
Yes.
So, last year I got Chris, I got her, and I can't remember the bigger gift I got her, but I got her this like really finely made like card, anniversary card.
Sure.
Made out of paper.
Paper.
That was just a beautiful design. It was like fairly expensive for being a freaking card.
Right.
But it was a paper card. So this today, what I gave her, cause she said no gifts, cause I didn't know this, but she'd bought, two more place settings of our China.
Okay.
So we have six sets now, so we can almost have like a full 8-person dinner party.
Gotcha.
Cause that's something that I want. So she got that for us, which was awesome. But I got her, I always have to like, I want to be traditional.
Right.
So, I got her a pair of socks. Cause second anniversary is cotton.
Okay.
So for next year.
That's the fabric of our lives.
It's the fabric of our lives.
It's true.
So anyhow, that.
Good looking out.
I wanted to let you know.
I'll plan early for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally watched This Is the End. It's what we did on our anniversary.
Mm.
It's a movie Leslie has wanted me to watch for a while. In fact, she bought it on DVD so that I would watch it. We opened the DVD because I had not watched it. She actually gave it to me before. She didn't give it to me. She loaned it to me
mm-hmm.
before I moved in here.
Oh, my goodness.
And it moved with me, and I couldn't find it in her DVDs because it was in with mine. So we watched it, and I came to a realization. And that, my friend, is there's someone in the movie that reminded me very much of you.
Hi.
How's it going, dude?
How's it going?
Good to see you, man.
Is that Jay Bear show?
Hi there. Hey.
Oh, my God.
How's it going, Jonah?
What are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
When did you get in?
This morning, and boy, are my arms tired.
Dude, that's great.
Thank you.
Sick. What have you guys been doing?
Oh, we just hung out all day.
Ate a bunch of dirty burgers and smoked about a fucking pound of weed and played a bunch of video games.
Weed is tight. Weed is tight. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Weed is awesome.
So, you are Jonah Hill in this movie.
It's not the first time I've been called Jonah Hill.
No, in this movie specifically. Specifically.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pre-baby married Jason for sure.
Oh no, 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 no. Oh no. The weed is tight comment, sure.
But the pound and the burgers.
And no, but that wasn't him.
Oh, what did he say?
That was Jay Baruchel who was pounding the burgers with Seth Rogen. Jonah Hill was like, weed is tight.
Weed is tight.
Everything is great. It's like, ah.
Oh man.
I'll find another example that really sort of lends itself to
We got 12 bottles of water, 56 beers, 2 vodkas, 4 whiskey, 6 bottles of wine, tequila, Nutella, cheese, steaks, a Milky Way, 1/2 ounce sour diesel, 3.5 grams Grandmaster Kush, 1 ounce of shrooms, 15 pills of ecstasy, a porno mag, a baseball bat, and the video camera from the movie 127
Hours. 127
Hours. 127 hours, and a functioning revolver from the movie Flyboys.
Old Faithful. Jesus. Thing's real. No, I kept this from the movie. Yeah, this is the actual revolver.
I see. Yeah.
Frank, oh, that's very uncomfortable. Yeah. Could you put that down,
please? Loaded?
Love it. Awesome. Love it.
Can you just put I always keep my props.
That's really cool.
Always keep my props. I know how to handle it.
He knows what he's doing. I like this bit. I like it. I get it. You know what I'm saying?
In case you missed it, here's Jason.
I like it. I get it. You know what I'm saying?
It's real. It's heavy.
Let me see.
Come on, guys. You can kill.
Careful.
Bang, no.
Jesus.
Bang.
Please. Put it down.
Bang, bang, bang. You're dead.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering what Jason's really like, watch This Is the End. You'll be very surprised with what goes on. All right. So let's get into the week that was. It was a holiday week, so Donald Trump, of course, was doubling down. He says he passed on being Person of the Year in Time magazine. Time says he is incorrect. He tweeted, Time magazine called to say I was probably going to be named Man, parenthetical Person of the Year, like last year, but I would have to agree to an interview and a major photo shoot. I said probably is no good and took a pass. Thanks anyway. Time magazine then tweeted, the president is incorrect about how we choose Person of the Year. Time does not comment on our choice until publication, which is December 6th. He won Person of the Year last year, which he called a tremendous honor. So, anywho, that, by the way, that started during a slow news week in 1928. It became Person of the Year in 1999, though socialite Wallace Simpson was Woman of the Year in 1937. Back in June, the New York Post noted that, noted that fake covers of Time magazine featuring Trump hanging at least four of his golf clubs. Oops. So there was that. He also said CNN represents the U.S. poorly to the world. At Fox News is much more important in the United States than CNN, but outside the U.S., CNN International is still a major source of fake news, and they represent our nation to the world very poorly. The outside world does not see the truth from them. CNN then tweeted back, it's not CNN's job to represent the U.S. to the world. That's yours. Our job is to report the news. Hashtag facts first. Ted Liu, who's a representative from Southern California, tweeted, Dear Donald Trump, the job of CNN International or any independent media organization is not to represent the United States or your administration. It is to report the facts, even if those facts harm your administration. That's why the First Amendment protects them from you. So, yeah. And Joy Reid, who Kareem loves, tweeted, so what you're saying is Fox News is your state TV. It's your Pravda, or RT, duly noted. But it wasn't all bad news for Donald Trump. He pardoned his first turkey. He pardoned a pair of them, actually. They had the names Wishbone and Drumstick. He said, Drumstick, you are hereby pardoned. Trump then applauded and Drumstick gobbled. We're here to continue to celebrate a wonderful tradition. He also took another turkey pardon tradition, puns and jokes. As many of you know, I've been very active in overturning some of my predecessors' executive actions. Tater and Tot's pardons cannot under any circumstances be revoked. Tater and Tot, you can rest easy. Those are the turkeys that Obama pardoned last year. Well, that's where the good news ends for Donald Trump. On Monday, he had some Navajo
co-talkers
into the White House, and he said this:
"You're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who." They say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you because you are special. You are special people. You are really incredible people. And I have to, from the heart, from the absolute heart, we appreciate.
From the heart, he said. The comments were immediately condemned as racist by Ms. Warren and others, because they were. The White House insists that they were not. And the dumbest Trump son, and that's a tough title to wrest from someone. The dumbest Trump son, Eric Trump, tweeted that it was ironic that an ABC reporter, which is owned by Disney, which has made millions of dollars from the movie Pocahontas, would say it's a racist name. It's not a racist name.
Oh my gosh, it's just...
He's the dumbest. He really is. No, the name Pocahontas is not racist if you're talking about Pocahontas. If you're telling the story of Pocahontas. If you're calling somebody else Pocahontas to demean them, then yes, it is.
And to make fun of them. Like that term was not grown out of love or camaraderie.
No.
That term was grown out of spite and, like, dismissal.
And one could argue fear of a strong, intelligent woman.
Most likely that. Oh, man. I thought things couldn't get worse than that this week.
Oh, well, here's some bad news. Lawyers for Michael Flynn, President Trump's former national security advisor, will no longer discuss the special counsel's investigation with the president's legal team. That's bad news for the president's legal team.
Yeah.
Because it looks like Michael Flynn might be flipping. While nobody has explicitly said that Flynn is cooperating with the prosecution, this is going to start a lot of speculation that is in fact the case. Otherwise, there's no reason not to communicate between the two.
Yeah.
If he's thinking Trump is going to pardon him no matter what, then yeah, he's going to share everything he finds out. He's flipping. And we're finding out a lot of the really, for lack of a better term, shitty, illegal, and god-awful things that Michael Flynn was doing that involved foreign governments. And yes, he is a general, but yeah. As we discussed before, and Kareem verified this, not everybody who's in the military...
Is a good person.
Is a good person.
Yeah.
So it should be interesting to see what's going on. In fact, Keith Olbermann, who's been doing these videos for GQ called The Resistance, did his last one this week because he's like, Trump's done. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen sooner than later. So he's done. He's not doing them anymore.
Let's hope.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out.
I just can't even, like, just, like, the way that he talked to those heroes.
Sure.
I mean.
You're good people, not like this woman.
And you're nice from my heart. Like, the way that he was talking, like.
He ain't right in the head.
If somebody talked to me like that, I would be like, excuse me, sir, I'm not a 5-year-old. Like, I'm not a child, and I don't, like, you might think you're talking nicely to me, but, just say thank you, and let's leave it at that. Like, he sounded like a 5-year-old, like, trying to form, like, and disingenuous. Like, making stuff up that he thinks they want to hear, and what, because he's a fucking sociopath.
Well,
like he doesn't have his idea of what feelings are, like,
sure,
is messed up somehow.
And he may also have a degenerative brain disease. So there's that.
Oh God.
There's that, because you remember he didn't undergo any of the actual physical.
Oh yeah.
physicals that normally happen. He had a doctor who looked like he was high on weed go, oh no, he's great.
Yeah.
Didn't release any of his tax returns. No, he's fine. No tax returns, no health inspection. I mean, seriously, this guy could not get a job, a holiday job, at Best Buy. And he's running the free world.
Yeah. Yeah, they do a drug test at Best Buy.
Right?
at Best Buy.
Best Buy.
At minimum wage job, bro.
By the way, if you're thinking about going to Best Buy, first, go check out Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show. Doesn't cost you anything extra, so get on that.
Get on it.
Holiday shopping time. Now, have you ever said to yourself, God damn, this guy got convicted of something, and he's not getting enough time. He's just not getting enough time. But it's already done. You can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Well, in South Africa, apparently you can, because Oscar Pistorius, who is lovingly known as Blade Runner, will be serving an additional 13 years in prison after a South African court increased the double amputee and former Olympic athlete's sentence for the murder of his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. In 2016, a judge sentenced Pistorius to 6 years in prison for shooting Steenkamp through a bathroom door in his house in 2013. The government appealed that sentence, saying it was too lenient, and a judge of South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeal announced that the five-judge panel upheld prosecutors' appeals, and according to the Associated Press, it increased the sentence to 15 years minus time served. 15 years is the country's usual minimum sentence for murder.
No.
Crazy, right?
Sounds like a law system, judicial system that's working.
Well, you know, I'm not quite ready to do that.
Well, we know this. Their incarceration rate is less than America's. So. Well,
pretty most everyone's is.
Yeah.
We're number one. We're not. I think Saudi Arabia and China are higher. I think Saudi Arabia's higher.
Mm.
Anywho, so the Blade Runner, another 13 years in the Who's Cow, or whatever they call it in South Africa. Also, news that isn't quite so disturbing. There's a moose on the loose in Ontario, believed to be male. Spent much of Friday running through a residential area north of Toronto. Police officers and the Ministry of Natural Resources were working to capture and return him to his natural habitat, which is not the suburbs. There's also, let's see if we can get this audio up here. It's not going to play with audio. Dagnabbit.
Bitch. Stupid bitch.
Do this. It says hover to unmute. Well, I've hovered, and it's not unmuted. So, anywho, they had a helicopter chasing him around.
Oh, poor
he, man. He went across some streets, around behind an office building, through the neighborhood. Yeah, it's good times. Good times for the moose.
The moose is loose!
The Weather Network even tweeted, drivers are warned to be on the lookout as officials track a moose running around Markham, Ontario today. Have you seen a hashtag moose on the loose?
Moose on the loose!
Oh, here's some audio. Oh, the moose was trying to get into a backyard, but the fence prevented it. Oh, now the moose is stuck. Oh, he's not stuck. Oh, he's destroyed a fence. He has destroyed a fence, and now he's running out into the... Oh, he's now down the middle of a road, running down the middle of the street, right down the yellow line. Nope, now he's moved on. He's on the sidewalk. The moose is on the sidewalk. A nice pace, keeping it up. Oh, now, I think this is edited because now he's going through around a house again. Oh, is he gonna go try to get into the backyard? He sees a fence again. Will he go over it? He's done it before. Nope, he's gonna turn around and come back out. He's going around the Christmas tree in the front yard, and, he's gonna check every backyard in the cul-de-sac, apparently. Threw an open gate into a backyard. There he goes. past the swing set. Oh, no, he's in the backyard again.
You know what it was? He heard an old lady say, come down for some moose loop later.
Scares the hell out of him.
He's like, I don't want to be around that lady. She's going to eat me.
You do not want to be around that at all. At all.
He heard somebody say moose soup, and he was on the run. He's knocking down fences. He don't care.
Well, Thanksgiving in Canada was in October, so they really didn't have anything better to do.
Oh, yeah, I know.
There we go.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
All right, Jason, what's been bugging you?
I don't want to talk about Trump because I could just talk about that.
we've done that.
But I feel like I'm going to sound like a broken record because I complain about this every week. But every week, I come here after going to work. So maybe one day when I don't work the same day, I won't get fucking pissed at people that drive like fucking entitled assholes. Like that fucking asshole who went up to the light and made a right instead of using the on-ramp like a fucking civilized human being to get on the freeway so he can pass everybody else because he's more fucking important than us normal people. You know, fucking asshole. I fucking hate it. Like, and then another guy cuts me off on the fucking on-ramp. Like, I'm going and he speeds up from behind me. Like, he was in the carpool area. There's no reason for him to come up behind me and get in front of me and cut me fucking off. Oh my god. Like, it's just so fucking ridiculous, man. Like, I just don't understand how people drive like entitled fucking assholes like this. Like, you're in control of 3,000 pounds of fucking metal at a minimum. And you're driving like such hits that Chicago like a fucking theater audiences have been oh my god
raving about. Rose,
a
portrait of Rose.
I'm going to have my grievance is going to be about autoplay. Ah, there we go.
Motherfuckers. Oh man. And then I want to be then I it makes me so fucking mad that I then want to be an asshole back. Like I want to drive fast and speed up,
yep.
And then go next to the guy and point at him and flip him off and call him a fucking asshole. And today I just told myself that I need to just be cool, that I don't know what's going on in their lives. But still, I still allow myself, you know, a few moments, 60 seconds or so, to be really upset.
Sure.
And then we talk about it here, and I get really upset about it again.
Just enough time to burrow that hole in your stomach.
Oh, man. I fucking hate it. I wish these people would just fucking not drive like assholes like that. Just be part of the fucking regular public. You know, just be part of the people. Like, don't go up to the fucking turn and make a right-hand turn where you're not supposed to make a right-hand turn. You're not supposed to do that. That's against the law. That right there is so people that are making a left-hand turn can get onto the freeway, unencumbered. Not so you can get on there faster. No, because you're coming from the way that we're coming, you have to get in line with us. I know, dude. It sucks. It sucks having to wait in line. And I don't mean to be sexist here, because it could have been a chick. That person...
Oh, it's never sexist when you assume it's a dude. Unless you assume it's an Asian dude.
Oh, man. Sorry. Maybe one of these days I'll have something different.
Maybe.
But I just got back from Seattle, and it was fucking awesome. So
nothing but white people as far as the eye can see.
No, there's a lot of diversity there. There's a lot of Asian people there also.
There are. There really are. There's a lot. A lot of Asian people there. Hi, Brian. all right. My grievance is this whole Black Friday, Cyber Monday thing. And it's not for the reasons you might think. It's not because of the increase in crowds. It's not because of anything like that. And thank you if you did your Cyber Monday shopping through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. You're one of the heroes. The problem is, you have all of these great deals. And I want everything. I can't have everything. I can't afford everything. But I want everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I really want that. But here's the problem. Right now is when you should be thinking what you're going to get for somebody else. Because it's the season of giving. Not what you want for yourself. But how many people actually do that? I would be willing to bet that most people are like my selfish ass. And you look at the Black Friday and the Cyber Monday stuff and you go, oh, I really, really want that. Really want that. I tried to use it as a hint dropper for the wife so that she would be able to go, oh, it's Cyber Monday. This is a deal for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. And by the way, they're all the same thing now.
Yeah.
The cyber people have started their sales on Thanksgiving. The Black Friday people have continued their sales through the next week. Stuff's on sale through, like, December 1st. You're not going to miss out on the deal.
We walked by a Banana Republic and walked into it in downtown Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And it was Wednesday night at 7:30. And she's like, oh, no, we started selling at Black Friday prices at 6 p.m.
Right, but my point is this. They've made me more selfish than I already am. Yeah. And I hate that.
Fuck them.
I hate that. I hate that. Because it makes me feel like a bigger asshole than I want to feel. I mean, the fact that I'm reflecting upon it myself is something.
It means you're not the asshole.
No, I am. let's not go crazy. I am. But I'm trying to go, oh, is there anything in these Cyber Monday deals that might be for so-and-so or so-and-so? And I always come back around and go, yeah, maybe. But I'd like that. Because I'm a dick.
Yeah.
So that's my grievance. My grievance is that I'm a selfish asshole.
It's all right, bro.
Anywho, that's the airing of the grievances. Okay, enough of that music. Let me turn that off. So, mentioned at the top of the show, Chanel West Coast. She got denied at Poppy. If you know what Poppy is, then you know more about it than I do. But I know who Chanel West Coast is, so I don't think that is better for me. I'm just going to lay it out there. Yeah, I'm not coming off very well in this show at all, am I? I'm an asshole.
Out on three. One, two, three.
And I know who Chanel West Coast is. Oh, yeah, there's an ad first, of course. Because TMZ having the obnoxious with the beginning isn't enough. It's an ad for Wild and Out, which I don't know what it is.
It's an improv MTV show.
Is it Wild and Out? It looks like a show with a bunch of rappers, Jason.
Kind of, but it's not. It's improv.
Oh, they're improv rapping?
That's part of it.
Hmm. Still not watching it. So she walks up because she's in a group of hot chicks and a few guys, and she wants to get into Poppy.
I'm going to take care of one, too.
They won't let us fucking in with our whole fucking crew. And it's literally six girls. I've been waiting for you to see that.
Chanel. She's clearly had something to drink, and her friends are trying to pull her away from being a bigger asshole than I am.
Weak ass bitch. You a weak ass bitch. I waited here for seven hot girls for way too long, way too popping to fucking wait to get in. Poppy. It's more popping in my house, bitch. Get the fuck out of here with your fucking weak ass.
What's going on, Chanel?
What the fuck I look like? Fucking bitch.
What happened, Chanel?
Fuck them. Y'all think you the shit.
Happened.
That's why you security. You'll never be more than security. We got bitch. Security loves to hold out whoever the fuck they can because they insecure about their own life. Wish you could be a little white girl rapping, bitch. You wish you could spit bars like me. You wish you could be on TV like you, bitch.
Hey, I am mad.
Fuck off. I don't care who still need me. I came with eight fucking hot girls. Apple from Black Eyed Peas. Motherfucking popping people. Fuck off, bitch. Go let in some irrelevant, bitch. Some irrelevant escort type bitches that want to suck dick. Go ahead, bitch.
I heard a guy say, I want my D sucked.
So she has a friend with her, too, who I had to look up who Lil Pump was because I had no idea who Lil Pump was. Her friend is not Lil Pump. However, they have the same goddamn hair. That's important to point out as you listen to the rest of this.
Little Pump is not black. If one more motherfucker asked him if he Little Pump, y'all racist. Little Pump is not black. He's black. So don't fucking ask him if he's Little Pump. Y'all racist and stupid. Fucking retards.
I love how she calls them racist and ends with the R word. what a horrific bitch. I'm just going to throw that out there. What a horrific
now
bitch.
Now she knows what it's like to be a normal person.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how many times I've been turned away from a club or had to wait in line for a club.
But did you bring nine hot bitches?
Usually it was three
or
four.
Do you spit rhymes? like a white girl?
Sometimes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Man, yeah, she's not a nice person.
She seems nice, right?
I mean, just like when you start making comments to people, like, you're a security guard, that's all you'll ever be, you know, like, that's just not nice. That's just totally not.
No, it says a lot about her as a person.
It's not nice. Especially when you're a successful, well, let's not be, like, she does work on MTV, and we all know that MTV does not pay well. So, she's.
Well, she's a successful rapper, Jason. She has a song that features French Montana, and he doesn't show up on just anybody's track.
Unless you pay him.
Right, exactly. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, Shakes the Clown has been charged with groping two women at a holiday haunted house. According to a criminal complaint, the victims had their breasts pawed last month while waiting to enter the haunted barn at a campground in Janesville. Police had been summoned to the scene following reports that women were touched inappropriately by a clown. Two women told cops that a clown with green hair first approached them and asked, "Do you want me to Donald Trump?" While making this inquiry, the clown made a hand gesture toward their vaginas and made a squeezing motion. So again, that okay to be president, not okay for a clown at a campground. Just pointing that out.
At a horror theme.
Both women said that they were not touched at that time, but had been caught off guard by what the clown had said and found it inappropriate. Horrifying, perhaps? Following the Trump comment, the clown allegedly grabbed and squeezed the breast of one woman and then did the same thing to her companion. The clown's actions, the women told police, left them feeling violated and uncomfortable. Neither victim, investigators noted, gave the clown consent to grab her breast. The sheriff's deputy subsequently identified the alleged assailant as Brendan Gorrell, a 43-year-old Janesville resident. He goes by the clown name of Shakes. Shakes. During questioning, he said that he does not touch women's breasts unless requested to do so. He claimed that he was asked multiple times by different females to grab their breasts for photos, adding that he had received that request several times that evening. When asked if he knew that haunted barn personnel were barred from touching customers, he replied that he knows not to touch them unless they ask him to. He acknowledged making the Trump comment and associated hand gesture, noting that you can see when people are political. Charged with two counts of misdemeanor sexual assault, he's free on $2,000 bond. He's been ordered to have no contact with the two victims, who are identified only by their initials in court filings. Bad clown. Bad.
It would be really helpful with those people that he had a picture taken with. When they said it was okay, came forward, and they're like...
Right? Well, no, they pressed charges. That's what they did. So no, clearly it was not okay with them.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
First, this is kind of a sad story. Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday in the book. Now it's time for holiday home preparations. If you're in the market for a Christmas tree, do not wait. The National Christmas Tree Association says there is a shortage due to lack of planting many years ago. Down in South Florida, at Happy Holiday Christmas Trees, Sam Perlstein has a good selection. However, he's concerned about a tree shortage at his farms in North Carolina. Said no trees make it 8-7 foot. Says the shortage stems from a lack of planting nearly 10 years ago, and for now he doesn't expect price increases. Hopefully next year I don't have to increase them, he said. In Boynton Beach, Bob Pylon is dealing with a similar issue, saying shipping's gone up, it's just something with the trees. Both say it's best to buy your tree before December 15th, especially if you're in South Florida. You know, kind of sad news if you want to do that. We got an artificial tree last year.
So. Chris wants a real tree this year.
I really love having a real tree, but every time I think about going out and getting a real tree, it rains. And that means every tree at the lot is just absolutely positively soaked, and bringing it home and putting it in doesn't make any sense. So we found one, I think it was $100 last year for an artificial tree. So if we use it this year... it's paid for itself because trees are at least $50 each.
Is it one of the ones with the lights on it already?
Yes.
Yeah. Those are the best.
A pre-lit. Boy, why can't... God, I hate when this happens. I think it skipped ahead on me.
Oh, son of a bitch.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Apparently it snowed in Hawaii today.
Really?
Yeah, there's no global warming, Jason. It snowed in Hawaii.
I can see if it was on top of one of the volcanoes.
Uh-huh. I think it is.
Yeah. I mean, it snows up on there sometimes, so. But this is kind of early, I think.
Is it? It's almost December.
isn't usually the first really heavy snowfall like January though, like in a lot of places?
No.
No.
No. No, it was
December.
It was like 11 degrees when I called my dad the other night.
Oh my God.
11.
Jesus.
Not okay.
Not okay.
Meanwhile in Florida, I found a different article that says the same thing. Donald Trump's motorcade was disrupted on Saturday by a driver in a red van who reportedly cut in and made obscene gestures and screamed several expletives at the president.
What?
I mean, why would one do such a thing? I can't even imagine why that would happen. The incident happened as Trump made his way back to Mar-a-Lago after spending his morning playing golf at Trump International in West Palm Beach. At one point, a man in a red van attempted to cut into the motorcade, a White House pool report stated. Local law enforcement pulled over the vehicle where the driver made obscene gestures and screamed several expletives. Trump's trip to Trump International was the fourth day in a row the president has visited one of his golf properties over the Thanksgiving holidays. You remember when he used to criticize Obama for playing golf too much?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, when you're one of those people that the rules don't apply to.
Or a giant hypocrite.
Yeah.
it was also pointed out law enforcement immediately apprehended the person. Happened closer to the press vans in the back of the motorcade than to the president. It's not the first time Trump's been receiving an obscene gesture after a woman flipped off the president's motorcade on October 28th as it passed her on her bicycle. That photo went viral, and she ended up getting fired from the marketing team at a government contractor.
But I've heard that she landed on her feet.
Well, I'm sure someone hired her. Yeah. It'll be fine. So that's what happened in Florida. It was a rough week for Donald Trump. He did stupid things. He said stupid things. There's a freight train of justice bearing down on him.
He can't get here soon enough.
All sorts of stuff happened. And in Scotland, they did this.
Support for NPR comes from Eli Lilly and Company. For 140 years, Lilly has been dedicated to uniting caring with discovery to make life better for people. Information on how the people of Lilly turn inspiration into action is at lillyforbetter.com.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. Entrepreneurs run a risk that competitors use their ideas. In Aberdeen, Scotland, two men organized the Granite City Beard and Mustache Festival. The celebration of facial hair went well, but relations between the two organizers did not. And one now has a rival event, Granite City Beard Fest. Scott Thompson, pictured in British papers with a full-trimmed beard, now faces off against Kev Clark with a bushy beard who says, I can do it better. It's Morning Edition.
It's Morning Edition. Fucking NPR. Oh, swear to God. Swear to God, NPR. What are you doing? What are you doing? Jason, are you on the side of the man with the trimmed beard or the bushy beard? Trimmed or bushy?
It's tough because, like, I have kind of a bushy one right now.
That's what she said.
But I know that I feel better when I have a nice trimmed beard, you know, even if it is longer. It's just it feels nicer and it has a better shape to it. So,
well, I think when they say trim, they mean shorter. And
oh, really?
Bushy just means bigger.
Yeah. I like my, I think it's at optimum. Like, I know my wife prefers it shorter.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wife prefers a little bit more volume.
Mm.
See? Different strokes for different folks.
Literally.
It's true. It's damn true.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Oh, yes. Let's go to Grand Forks, North Dakota. Check in with Marilyn Haggerty. What's going on? Well, there's a taste of India at the Ramada, Jason.
No.
That's right. Vegetable samosa and chicken tikka masala were featured on the first India night dinner at the Ramada this month. And the debut of India Fair was so well received that will be featured once a month starting in January. It's served buffet style. The Indian menu includes vegetable rice and chana masala, a North Indian dish featuring chickpeas tempered with ginger and garlic. There was also a vegetable curry dish and a naan, a soft white flour bread. Friends Joel and Amy Med, JM and AM, were especially pleased with the chicken tikka masala. The marinated chicken is finished with tomatoes, bell peppers, and onions. Food of India adds another dimension to dining in Grand Forks, and JM said they would go back there for more. The Ramada has long had a steady following in the Aroma restaurant, where Karen Smith is manager. Sometimes quiet, the Aroma is a favorite after-church gathering spot. It's adjacent to Dreamer's Lounge, where there are weeknight dinner specials. Woo! I don't know if you've heard or not, but Ryan Gunville, who's now the executive chef at the Ramada, he's been on the job for 7 years, working up to his position, so he's earned it. He's creative and enthusiastic. He has two cook's assistants in the kitchen to turn out foods for banquets as well as the restaurants. So there's more to it than you might just think. So I can't not have music under Small Town News, right?
Oh, yeah.
Various groups, including the retired teachers and the Tuesday Morning Lions Clubs, meet at the Ramada. They tend to get acquainted with longtime servers who work there, including Betty Williams, Michelle Omlid, and Jim Doman. Sunday brunch draws steady business from people who enjoy lingering in the renovated cafe area. With the inviting fireplace, there is comfortable upscale seating. The menu includes a Belgian-style malted waffle, along with Texas French toast and other breakfast favorites. The Ramada moves into holiday gatherings, serving groups ranging from 50 people on up to 250 people. When that happens, though, extra servers are called in to help out. So don't worry. For the chef, it's an ongoing challenge. He said, it's fun. They really allow me to be creative. If you want to know where it is, it's the Aroma Restaurant and Dreamer's Lounge at the Ramada, the junctions of Highway 2 and I-29. You can call them if you like at 701-203-2619. The report card, if you're curious. The introduction of Indian food adds interest to a variety of menus at Ramada Inn. A young, dedicated chef is creative, and renovated facilities are inviting. That's the whole article. Put that at the top and save a lot of space, Marilyn.
Yeah, Marilyn, come on. She had to point out the special people there.
Well, I think what happens is Marilyn writes the whole thing and then somebody summarizes it in two lines.
Editor's like, yeah, thanks, Marilyn.
Thanks, Marilyn. It'll be great. We'll get it all through. All right. Well, we made it through another episode of the Nate Darling Show. We made it through another week in America. No thanks to the president. And if you didn't know who Chanel West Coast is, now you do. And you're listening to her spit mad rhymes at you. I picked this song because it's got over 3 million listens on Spotify.
Nice.
It's called Alcoholic. So she does write what she knows. I'm just going to throw it out there. Maybe you want to get some help for that, Chanel West Coast. This song's a cry for help, isn't it?
Well, I mean, she's taking the first, admitting you have a problem.
Well, I don't think she sees it as a problem.
No, she's calling herself an alcoholic. That's not a...
Well, maybe she's taking the word back, Jason.
Yeah, well.
She's taking it back. And we'll take it back. That's going to wrap November for us. We'll see you in December with a fresh new episode. You can turn it off now if you want. Or stick around for the last 20-some-odd seconds of Chanel West Coast. And I can't even count it. Every time I drink like an alcoholic. And I can't even count it. Every time I drink like an alcoholic. And I can't even count it. Every time I drink like an alcoholic. Thanks for listening, and please support the show by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.